We're going to look over all the different kinds of diseases that horses tend to get. Horses' teeth constantly erupt over their lifetime until they finally run out of tooth. So a lot of their disease is about balancing and food getting trapped between teeth if they're not perfectly lined up. We can't do braces yet for horses, but we can help them by changing the spaces between their teeth. When we do have teeth that are diseased, we can take out teeth, we can do fillings, sometimes we can do root canals nowadays. We have x-ray systems now that can look at those tiny details.
Dr. Bishop, how did you get involved with this?
Mostly by mistake. I grew up on a horse farm, grew up with horses, but did a lot of different things during my career until I kind of stumbled into dentistry through small animal, actually. Really like being able to point at that one thing that's hurting and fix it. And then there have been a lot of advances recently in horse dentistry, and I got drawn into doing a specialty in horse dentistry.
Dr. Ian Bishop is our guest. I'm not a good patient when I'm at the dentist. How about horses?
They're pretty good, but they probably take more sedation than you do.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. We could probably get it done. We give them sedatives and painkillers so that they're relaxed and standing still. And then we use a special instrument called a speculum to help hold their mouth open. We want them to be nice and relaxed so they're not trying to chew or move their tongue around. We can get a really close look at everything that's going on inside. And generally, horses are fantastic. It's amazing how cooperative they'll be.
Isn't that amazing? How important is dental health to the overall working of a horse, whether it's a plow horse or a trotting horse or any description of a horse?
Well, you know, the trouble with horses is actually that they're so stoic. They'll usually keep doing their job no matter how much pain they're in. It's not like having pain in a limb or a hoof where you're going to see an obvious limp. We can find really painful disease that we can treat and make that horse feel way better. But usually it's because we're doing regular exams and not because they're complaining to us in some way, unfortunately.
Showing you that they're not approving it. Finally, let me ask you this. In your field, how big is your field? And do you have advice for anybody that would be considering entering your field? Because I'm guessing that it's not a big field.
It's pretty niche. But your regular equine vet, most of them nowadays, especially in Ontario, we're very lucky to have a population of veterinarians who are interested in dentistry and going out getting extra training so they can provide really good primary level care. And then when they find something more complicated that kind of has to be your daily job to get enough experience to handle, they can refer to people like me who are made poor decisions and ended up being dental specialists.